We're talking with Grinnell Tiger Wrestling head coach Chad Back with the Little Hawkeye Conference Meet coming up on Saturday. Chance to host that conference meet this year. And, of course, we'll have coverage right here on 1410 KGRN. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into conference this year?
You know, we finished last week with a good duel over at Newton. We're able to come away with a 36-33 victory and some hard-fought matches. I think we won eight matches and they won six, and the difference was we had more pins. So I thought all our kids, even the ones that didn't win, wrestled well, and they're starting to come on later on in the season now, which is what you want to have happen as the season goes on.
Right. As a team overall, I mean, I would say Norwalk would probably be the favorite to win the conference championship. I think they're the only team that's ranked in the top 10. They're ranked eighth in Class 3A. We know that you're going up against all the big schools. I mean, Grinnell's the smallest school in this Little Hawkeye Conference wrestling meet. But how do you see the team competition overall and how you fare against some of these big schools?
You know, as you said, Norwalk's the favorite. They actually wrestle Norwalk and Indianola wrestle tonight, and so that'll be interesting to see the outcome of that. But I still think that Norwalk is a team to beat if they're healthy. You know, we haven't seen them for 3 weeks now, so I just think they're the team to beat. I think they have six or seven ranked kids, or did at one time. They may not now. Indianola, DCG. They're right up there also. You know, I think in the duels, we'll probably end up finishing fourth, depending on how we do tonight against Pella. But, you know, the conference tournament, a lot of things can happen. You get individuals beating an individual here and there from another team, and then it could make the team race a little tighter. So, you know, just have to play it out on Saturday.
Yeah. How do you feel about your lineup right now? I mean, where are you guys healthy? Do you feel like you can fill just about every weight class? I think you've kind of going into the start of the year, you thought that maybe the 195 class would be open throughout this year. What does your lineup look like to you as you come into conference meet?
Yeah, 195 will be open, but everything else, we've got a wrestler right now, our heavyweight, Mike Nordenberg, been out with an injury. I don't know. He's kind of day by day whether he'll be back or not. But other than that, 195 is open, and then we fill all the rest of the weights.
Well, that's good. And, of course, the really big story is probably your kid Brock, whether he can win his third straight conference title. And he's got a tough competitor in there with junior Keaton Morritt of Norwalk, who's ranked sixth in 3A. You know, how do you see that 120 weight class and Brock's shot in that particular class this year?
Well, we dueled them, like I said, 3 weeks ago, and Brock won that match, I think 6-3 or 6-4. You know, so he'll be the number one seed. Those two are the hands down the top two of the bracket. They'll meet each other in the finals. So they'll go 1-2 as far as seeds go. I thought we were the most aggressive in that duel. We scored, I think, two takedowns and one reversal, and then Brock gave up a reversal with 15, 20 seconds left, and, you know, and made the score a little bit closer than I thought it really was.
So we'll see what happens in a potential rematch, if all things hold true there. Another interesting weight class, of course, is Dalton Gosselink. He's ranked ninth in Class 2A. He's going up against another ranked kid from Norwalk, Grant Harbor, a sophomore. He's ranked sixth in 3A. You know, how do you feel about Dalton in his 113?
You know, Dalton lost that match in the duel, so he'll more than likely be the number two seed going into the tournament on Saturday. You know, he's just got to pick it up and wrestle the way he can if he wants to win a conference title. You know, he's really got to get more active on his feet, and then when he gets on top, he's just got to be able to turn Harbors. And I can't remember the score. I think it was, you know, 4 or 5 point margin that Harbor won by in the duel. So we'll have to, you know, close the gap, and hopefully we can come out on top.
Yeah. How about other wrestlers? I mean, give me your sense about some of the other guys on this year. I mean, you kind of got a unique mix with some young sophomores and some other kids. I mean, this is a great opportunity for them to taste some tough competition at conference.
Yeah, I don't you know, other than Brock, I think he's our only number one seed going in. You know, so we're going to be sitting at a 2 or 3 seed at a lot of weight classes, and basically, you know, you've got to win your semifinal match to get to the finals and have the opportunity to become a conference champ. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that have potential. You've got Kirby at 132. You got Rose at 138. Those two should be seeded top three, I hope. Depending on what weight he goes, Wyatt Dillon could go 145 or 152, and he's probably a 2 or 3 seed at either weight. There's a couple tough guys in the conference at both those weights. I think Cam Stevenson can be seeded top three. Those are probably our top three seeds, those 5 or 6 guys I just listed. But anything can happen. You know, I've been telling our guys they got to believe in themselves and believe that they can beat a tough individual. And it happened for Wyatt Dillon 2 weeks ago over at Marion. Beats a kid that qualified for state last year. So that added a little more confidence into him to open up and score more points against people that have been to state or are ranked or, you know, that on paper you're probably not supposed to beat. But, you know, believe in yourself and hopefully you can beat them.
Do you feel like it's an advantage to face this tough competition in the conference? Is it, it's not easy being the smallest school in this wrestling conference.
That's right. No, it's, you know, we just had that talk with a few of the coaches on the Grinnell staff, not necessarily wrestling, but other sports too, that we really are in a pretty tough conference. You know, we've got a tough wrestling conference, basketball. I think 3 teams are in the top 3 ranks right now in boys. You know, in baseball, we've battled in there with the bigger schools. But I wouldn't say it's an advantage, but I think it helps us prepare as we go into our sectional tournament, because we get into our sectional tournament and there's a lot of ranked kids in our sectional district. You know, so hopefully by wrestling tough competition all year, we'll be better prepared for postseason.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, sectionals start next week, and this is a big meet to prepare yourself for that, right?
Yeah. Right now, like I said, we're fairly healthy and everybody's back in the lineup. So, you know, go into conference, let's do what we can, get out of there, and then look at how can we get in the state tournament.
But also, this is a great opportunity to host a meet. I mean, it only comes around once every 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, about every 7 years, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, talk about overall what this means to you, to the kids, to get a chance to have the conference meet in your own backyard.
Yeah, you know, I told the kids, you got the advantage here. Other kids got to be on a bus by 6:30 in the morning. You get to sleep till 7 and show up at 7:30, weigh in at 8, wrestle at 10. So you should be fresh and ready to go while those kids are, you know, getting up early, getting on a cold bus. Just the opportunity to have your local fans show up and support you. I think you'll see more fans show up when you have a home meet, especially a conference or a sectional or district. But it's always a good environment when you can host. A little more work for coaches and parents, but it's all worth it in the long run.
And broadcasters don't have to drive quite as far.
Exactly. Drive across town, you got her made.
I could just crawl out of bed and show up, and boom, and that's what it's going to be. And we're excited.
We can even get you set up. You can just stay set up after the basketball game. Friday.
That's exactly right. You read my mind.
Yep.
Home basketball games Friday. The equipment's going to be all set up, ready to go. I got no complaints there.
Yeah, I'll be the first one at the school probably by 7, so I don't think anybody else is going to bother your stuff.
No. Chad, looking forward to it. And, of course, we'll have reports beginning at 10:30. The meet starts at 10. We'll have reports at 10:30 and have reports at 30 past the hour, every hour. And, of course, coverage will also be at the SICL conference meet down in Tri-County. And looking forward to some success for the Grinnell Tigers at home. Really appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Chad Beck, head coach for Grinnell Tiger Wrestling, with us here on 1410 KGRN.